Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
are you
boy.
Ready for this? I don't know how you're going to react, but I'm just, you know, I'll just back off.
Probably see. In a very positive way, like usual.
Oh, well, maybe. Where there have been some rumors about which person will be playing the next Batman and...
Next Batman, yeah.
Yeah. And this man is tall and lanky. He also played...
Clint Eastwood.
He played a vampire once. Or a few times.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one.
He's
not
tall,
that tall.
So it's not Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt's, what, 5'10"?
Oh, is that all?
He's like 6 feet and a half.
Is he? 6'6".
Yeah. What is this person? Okay, let's ask this though. Is it going to be this will be a letdown? You say okay. So what is
well,
this?
Well, not for everybody.
Oh, just for us.
Maybe you.
Oh, me. Well,
or,
then,
or maybe you know I don't.
Then it's Barack Obama. Then
what?
Who
what?
Is it? I'm waiting.
All right. Well, the Hollywood Reporter is reporting that Robert Pattinson, you know, from Twilight, is the top contender. But it's unclear if the offer is actually on the table or if it's in the works they're negotiating. But there is the short list that include Armie Hammer, Nicholas Hoult.
Armie Hammer.
He'd be perfect.
Oh, I see. Baking soda.
Yeah.
He'd be a perfect Batman.
Armie Hammer would.
He doesn't look too old. He's big.
He's built.
Mm. He's a Lone Ranger.
But do you have to have the muscles first or could you just wear a suit? I mean, do you have
wear the suits, sure. I mean, you can't be fat. Fat Batman.
Yeah, Batman It doesn't have to be super buff guy.
No.
I mean, he isn't super buff. He just does kung fu and stuff, and acrobatics.
Robert Pattinson could be the...
Pattinson.
He could be the Batman on the emo Fox show, that emo Batman show.
He could pull it off. I mean, he's stiff enough to do Bruce Wayne perfectly.
Yeah, and he's kind of like...
Too young.
Robert Pattinson's a guy who writes all those Christian books.
He's older than Armie Hammer.
Oh.
Well, Robert Pattinson, he kind of, you know, because...
James Patterson, it was a joke.
Isn't Batman kind of the strong, silent type? And
I don't know what it is about it, but all these Batmen, you know, they're always go to these parties and stuff, and they're always talking in the movies. But then when they get on become the Caped Crusader, they get a little darker like this.
Right.
What's up?
Like Will.
Want to buy some beer? There's Batman.
Want to buy some P1 Pilsner?
Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Working some trifecta. What do you think?
Come get some Pootots at the brewery.
God. Will Law from Thomas Creek.
We've always said Batman.
It sounds specifically the Lego Batman voice, but look at it this way.
Uh huh.
You know, I love Batman, and that's something certain people feel certain ways about stuff. But if you had told me in 1988 or 89, I think it was 89, that Michael Keaton, the same guy who was Mr. Mom and played Multiplicity and all these roles, was going to be Batman, I would have said, you're crazy.
Oh, but he was good.
But he was the best one as far as I'm concerned. Michael Keaton, Multiplicity was Batman.
Yeah, he was good at it. He was.
Yeah.
Great. Said it like Chris Rock.
He puts pizza in his wallet.
Yeah. But he's a tremendously talented individual. Not just a funny guy, but an actor as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I ain't going to judge it first. I don't think it'll be good, so I somewhat will judge it, but give him a shot.
Oh,
don't give him a shot.
He could do it.
Number two was Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
she's built enough to do it. She got the body.
Maybe.
You seen the leather special?
Yep, she did sport that.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, what's he been in besides, what's he been in, Pattinson, besides Twilight and Harry Potter? I don't know.
The Wolf.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just not going to be good at Batman.
Well.
Armie Hammer played twins, for God's sake.
How old is the vampire Robert Pattinson?
33.
God, he could do that.
Yeah.
He just looks 18.
So the movie,
which has got to be so bad for him.
We'll hit theaters. It's
gonna suck, right?
June 2021.
Oh, okay. So
they've got
some
time to campaign for whomever you would want to stick in that role.
I just got a text from Beer Man. He says, I'm listening.
I'm available.
Will
Wall. Well, let's talk.
You know, my hot wife, guys.
Let's talk about a topic of breaking up and what you ask back from a girl. I mean, there are limits of things that you will take back that are gifts or things that you give somebody.
And there was a great people's court the other day about something similar. They were fighting over a dog.
Oh, well, this story is a lot better.
Yeah,
I can't believe
they bought
that.
A dog together.
I can see that where I know a couple that they have like joint custody of the dog and they're separating. So they have to shift.
Are you telling me somebody they do every other weekend with the dog?
Yes.
My grandpa would laugh his balls off at that. Like I could just hear him, his reaction to that.
It'd be on your elbow because it cuts your hair.
It's got to be bad for the dog.
Drunk the ground. It has to be. But confusing.
I'm worried about the dog.
It's a young dog, yeah.
Or any dog.
If you spend a lot of money on a dog and you both go and get the dog and,
Yeah.
It's a German Shepherd. So this person can agree with me to my right that those are dogs that you're not going to just say, yeah, you can have her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fight if you love the dog.
What is it that most people – I'm not interrupting you, am I?
No, not at all.
Okay,
I wanted to throw that out in the room so you can say, oh, yeah, when I broke up with this girl, I asked for her ring back and then, the shirt that I gave her or whatever. Okay, so this guy – you know how guys are, girls, when we break up, right? A couple in British Columbia – they recently broke up, and the guy wound up suing his ex to get back three things from her: two pillows, and a vibrating love toy. Now, would you ask for that back? Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, specifically a Hitachi Magic.
Which
wand,
model was it?
Which cost $50. So to get the stuff back, he had to prove that he went to court, and he had to prove that he didn't give them to her as gifts. And his main proof was a text where she referred to it as, quote, his. So he tried to claim that she would keep it and that it was meant for women, not for men. But earlier this week, I guess the court sided with the guy.
Rather than calling it a device, would one call it a plug?
No.
Okay.
It was the Hitachi Magic Wand.
I would call it a massager.
So it wasn't a toy of sexual nature.
No, it is. They make attachments for it.
Hmm. You seen the commercial for the new shower head they have? Dude, women should buy those all day. I would if I was a woman.
Well, they do.
It's like having a bidet in your hand.
I love the detachable shower head. The woman, it has the hose on it. And you can move it around. It's the only way to really, really get in there for the undercarriage.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only way to really get it clean.
I stayed at a hotel in Atlanta one time that had the one that came up through the ground of the shower. Yeah. That was fantastic.
And if
it's like sitting on the jet in a hot tub.
Or like the thing at Disney World where the water shoots up out of the ground. Didn't you always want to do that naked but not go to jail?
Yeah.
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 Those things are the best things if you have children or pets because you can use the sprayer on their paws.
Right.
Or, children get dirty, you can just clean them real easily. So I highly recommend those. But in this situation, she had to return all of his stuff because I guess he didn't want her using it without him.
Wow.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so here's something to think about more on relationships. How deep into a relationship do you have to be in before you share your
knuckle?
Your Netflix password.
Oh, Netflix.
Oh, right.
I mean,
what?
Is it that important to really know somebody about that?
What?
You can change it anytime you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So according to this, you should be dating 6 months before you get to that mark and you can give someone your password.
You don't give it.
I have somebody. What's the other? Hulu. I have somebody's Hulu on my Roku. That's confusing to old people. I got Hulu on my Roku. Their account's just logged in on my Roku, and we're not dating or anything at all.
Is it a girl?
Yeah, it's a lady, but I mean, it's not anybody. I've been been naked with.
Oh. Hulu has live sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have your WWE Network password.
Yeah, we haven't been naked together in years.
In years.
Months. 11.
I'm days. Sorry.
11
sorry
months.
Sorry to hear that.
Not that you two would do this, Matt and I, but if you're in a relationship and you give that password, wouldn't that person be like, I wonder what else this password's good for? Email, Facebook, all the others.
Wow.
That's a bad person.
Do a little snooping.
Have you done that before?
Is that a tail you got back there? Because you're doing a little snooping. You're sitting on top of a house with a laptop because you're doing some snooping.
That's terrible, though, if you
you're drinking gin and juice because you're snooping.
Eating a Red Baron?
Have you tried to... You're saying if you know the password, you might would use it to try to check out their email.
Yeah, you see if it, you know, works somewhere else.
I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody I have to think that way about.
That's too much work.
Not that you are a fat boy. I'm just saying, like, there's people out there that are always paranoid in their relationships. Like,
yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Even if a friend, though. Like, see, a friend would do that to you. They just wouldn't tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? If you don't trust anybody, don't give them any of your stuff.
What?
And if you don't trust, you got to have trust in that relationship.
Yeah.
If you can't be with someone that you can't give a password to.
It's true. I guessed Burger King exclamation point 69 for Fat Boy. It was 69 exclamation points.
You know it was Wendy's in there.
You knew it.
Well, it'll change it in 3 months.
Yeah.
Change it to Pete's number 6.
Half and half.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No slaw.
Now we're using Netflix passwords as a relationship barometer. That's weird that we've gone that far.
Yeah. And I guess it's 6 months. It's kind of like you can poop and fart in front of them and then get the password. It's kind of like at that level.
That's how you get I don't know.
In front of them?
I don't know. People are weird these days.
You don't want to get blasted by one when your chick walks by you to go to the kitchen?
Well, I mean, I don't want to, you know.
It's like the farting part. But Pete's talking about like taking a dump in front of
them. Yeah, just,
are you camping?
Just leave the door open.
He disappears from the tent with a small shovel and a roll of toilet paper. Where are you going?
If you really want to test that relationship, wait till they're in the shower and go in there and take a seat.
Are you going to cheat on me again? I swear I'm going to take a dump. All right, burn it this time.
I'm going to watch you.
I'd rather you go cheat than take a dump.
I'm sharing the bathroom together. I guess 6 months. I say never, but that's just me.
The best is wait till they're brushing their teeth, then you go have a seat.
No.
Right beside them.
You're making me have to brush my tongue now.
No. The worst thing to do, and this is what it was always done to me, is when I'm in the shower and I can't leave, somebody will go in there and start.
Well, that's rude.
That is so rude.
I have two bathrooms at the house for that reason.
It's awful.
You live alone.
I know. I live with a dog and a kitten.
What, does it smell bad in here?
Do you ever use them both? Like, you feel like you have to use them both?
Hell yeah, I do.
That's your cat?
Yeah.
Aww,
like,
so
I haven't been to the other bathroom in 2 months. Let's go check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I go to both of them. I usually go to the bathroom in one and I shower in the other.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, running down the hall naked.
I usually go to the bathroom. I do my business in the hallway bathroom, and I shower in the master.
Yeah, like the
That's my way.
That's a man thing.
Oh no, in the hallway.
And then the other one's just like the part-time water closet type bathroom that you're in and out.
I use them both daily.
What if you got guests? You got to use the one in the room, right?
I send them to the master bathroom.
Oh no, use the hall.
Yeah, that's where I do my stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't send them to that. I get it.
That's the one I shower in.
That's your private
you
area.
You don't.
Yeah, I do. Get Duncan Morrow on the phone. He'll tell you.
You got to walk through my bedroom to get there.
Yeah.
You don't want people in
that. Yeah, I let him and his lady, Grace, sleep in my bed before. I wasn't in it with him. I just let him have the bed one night.
That's kind of weird.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You can stay the night, but you get this side of the bed.
You doing an Airbnb deal or what?
No, I think a lot of those young people, and I was like, here, y'all have it. I'm going to hang out in the living room with the dog.
Okay.
Fat Boy does a stair B&B. He sits in the closet while he sleeps.
That's so creepy.
Like, I'm going to be in here with if you see a red light, don't worry about it.
You're that guy.
Yeah. You guys have the bed. I'll be sleeping, standing up in the closet with the doors cracked.
He's the reason why everybody has to sweep things for cameras.
Like Billy Baldwin and Sliver.
Yeah.
My little secret room.
I'm looking to get my closet doors changed to those old-timey, the sliding ones with the slats in them.
Yeah. Standing there looking at you like Kenny Powers looking at freaking Shrek.
Some of those doors if you want to come and try to stab me.
I'm referencing Kenny Powers a good bit this week. I'm rewatching it.
Oh, it's the best,
it's
man.
It's so good.
Probably the greatest show ever. That and Deadwood.
Oh, gosh, that's back
to me. Oh, yeah.
Deadwood movie comes out soon. It'll be on HBO, end of this month or sometime? Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be on HBO?
Yeah, HBO
Smart.
Original movie. Can't wait for it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Love some Deadwood.
And I wish I could quote Swearingen, but I can't.
Blank
no,
blanker.
You can't.
DJ?
All right. So at the theater this weekend, it's here. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum.
Yeah. Paige and Fatboy, excited?
Else, I'm not saying a word, except I'm so excited.
You going to see it this weekend, Paige?
I don't know.
You going to come in Monday and spoil it for people?
Hopefully.
So John Wick just beats everybody up, man. Oh, my God. He's so hot.
This would be bloody and brutal.
So you get to see John's Wick at the end.
Halle Berry's in it. She's a badass.
Good action movies.
Yeah.
Rare thing these days.
Mm-hmm.
R-rated, of course, so if you need some violence, there you go. That's your movie. Also, Dennis Quaid's Dog Bailey from A Dog's Purpose, A Dog's Journey. Is out.
That's a long title.
Well, it's called A Dog's Journey, but it's the dog Bailey from A Dog's Purpose. So it's a dog movie. It's PG if you want to see that.
Rip off. It's called Homeward Bound. They did it 20 years
ago. I was going to say, it's like, all dogs go to heaven.
Love Homeward Bound. Oh, man, it's a great movie.
It is. Michael J. Fox.
I tried to watch Milo and Otis a couple months ago, sometime recently. I was like, man, they were mean to these animals. Throwing cats off of cliffs and stuff in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many cats did they kill trying to make that movie?
Otis eats Milo.
So if you want to see a horror flick, you can see Slaughterhouse Rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. So British horror comedy.
Yeah.
About a boarding school under attack by creatures.
I was thinking, is this a Cider House Rules parody? And it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's all Shaun of the Dead, Simon Pegg.
I'm going to kill you all, Kings of New England.
Hmm.
And, of course, if he's in it, so is Nick Frost.
That was a good movie.
Yep.
It was about abortion, but still a good movie.
But Shaun of the Dead, great movie.
Margot Robbie's in it.
I like her.
Yeah, she's good.
Somebody just sent me this on Twitter, and I'm not aware of this. You may be. There's a movie coming out November of this year called Doctor Sleep, which is a sequel to The Shining.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Danny Torrance is an adult male now, and he's going to go back to the hotel.
How did I not know that?
That's huge news. I mean, I'm scared to death of that movie. Now, obviously, this one won't be as good. It just won't be. But that's Ewan McGregor stars as Danny Torrance, a man with psychic powers who struggles with his alcoholism.
Is he going to the house? Is he going back to the house?
That was a hotel page.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were making that movie at all. I knew there was a book, a sequel to The Shining, called Dr. Sleep by Stephen King, but I didn't know it was being made into a movie.
A third of the movie was filmed in Buckhead, Georgia.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh. You know what? Ewan McGregor could totally play grown-up Danny Torrance.
Me and McGregor both?
No, Ewan.
Oh. Yeah.
Thinking about the way, little kid Danny Torrance looked like. If he grew up, he'd look kind of like Ewan McGregor. That's perfect. Good casting and a good actor, too.
Yeah. I can't believe that. I didn't know that I didn't know
Chris
that.
Rock make it.
I didn't know that.
You might have forgotten it. You might have known it, and then you forgot. It happens.
I would have caught that one.
You would have.
Yeah, it's going to be a theatrical release in November. That's awesome.
Yay.
I hope it's good.
That'd be good. All right. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige. That's your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We have you another $1,000 in about 40 minutes or so, the P1 payoff, but more Rise Guys right after this.
Here's Madman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. These arguments have been screenshot by you, the P1s, and sent in anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. I will remind you, though, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussin'. And I'll remind you, joining us on this episode of Facebook Fussin', P1 Sean the Bomb, Mr. Lickle himself. Sean, welcome again. Yeah. Scene one.
Don't lie, Paige.
I'm trying to be kind.
Playing the role of Honey will be 9. Playing the role of Baby Doll will be freaking me.
Ooh, Baby Doll.
Playing the role of Sugar will be Paige. And playing the role of Terry, who he says the name sucks both for males and females, it's P1 Sean the Bomb.
Yeah!
And action.
Well, I'm usually not the one to talk blank, but I can't take it no more. I'm so tired of being put down by my family. I could really tell some things about this family because I'm the only one that tells the truth. So if you want to hear about it, I'll post it. I pay for my own damn phone. I don't drink no more. If you don't believe me, you can call my doctor. He will tell you. I'm tired of being judged by everybody.
Girl, you go ahead and post what you want. It's all good.
I mean, we all gonna be talked about till the day we die anyway, so the best thing to do is stop caring about what people say or think.
Well, if you got something to say about this family, then go ahead and post it. We are a good family, and everybody knows it except you. You the crazy one, always putting blank on Facebook for everybody to see. So-and-so is drunk too much, or so-and-so had to go to court the other day. Just quit gossiping about us. Always talking about how you did this for so-and-so, and how you did that for so-and-so. Well, guess what? You ain't like the only one that does blank for other people, you selfish cow.
Now, people can see what I'm talking about. I've tried to do good. I keep getting these hate messages.
But see, we are sick of it. We are all just done and tired with you posting things about our family for whoever to see. And if you don't want to stop being a part of this family, then stay your ass out of it. You are truly crazy.
I didn't go to rehab for being crazy. I went for alcohol abuse, just so you know. Remember your dad going through the same thing.
First off, I didn't even bring up rehab, but you sure did, right? Second, bitch, you ever put my dad's name in your mouth? You two are nothing alike, and stop tagging him and everything. His phone keeps dinging and keeps throwing it around a room.
I think both of you guys need to take this off Facebook and speak privately.
Well, she keeps posting. She needs to quit posting. It's her fault.
No, I'm not letting you get away with posting whatever about the family when you don't know what actually is going on. I won't stand for it.
I can do what I want on my damn page.
So go ahead. Post whatever. But just so you know, I already told Granny to not be surprised when you got two black eyes and a busted lip the next time she sees your ass.
I don't take well to threats, and neither does Facebook. Consider yourself reported.
Well, Facebook ain't going to protect you next time I see you, and it sure as hell ain't going to stop these fists from pounding your face. End scene.
Gracious.
Two black guys and a busted lip. That's rough, man.
That's a rough time.
Yeah.
It was Honey, Baby Doll, Sugar, and Terry.
Yeah.
Sean, I thought you did great.
Yeah. You did a great job, Sean.
I'd like to give another round of applause to Sean the Bomb for that.
Sean the Bomb.
That was wonderful.
I felt it, man.
I felt the character of Terry.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't feel him hard enough.
It didn't matter. Everybody could understand it. Scene two. By the way, we're at facebook.com/riseguys if you'd like to watch it live.
Live on video.
I keep getting beard hair in my mouth. I hope it's beard hair.
What's up to Looper? Jamie Gilbert. Jamie Long.
Are we doing shout outs now?
Yeah. That's one of our hottest listeners.
What's up? Hey, Looper?
No.
He's attractive. No. Scene two. Playing the role of Madeline will be 9. Playing the role of Sherry will be freaking me.
Woo!
Playing the role of Brett will be Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Tommy will be Sean the Bomb. Playing the role of Denise.
Nice.
Will be Paige. And action.
Madeline posts a room for rent on a community yard sale page. Sleeping room for rent, Blank Harbor. Private bath, upstairs, $75 per week. Non-smoking home, no smoking, no overnight guests. Laundry and kitchen privileges included. Laundry only on weekends. No parties and no drinking! Must give 2-week notice and 2 weeks rent. Pet household, no loud noises after 9 p.m.
So, someone can't even get a glass of wine or a beer in the room that they're paying for.
Sherry, don't you start!
Okay, Madeline, good luck with that, LOL. Crying laughing emoji, crying laughing emoji.
Don't like the rules, you can buy a tent.
Got a house already that I can have drinks in, but again, good luck with that.
Then why are you looking for a room to rent? Duh!
I'm not looking for a room to rent. I'm just commenting on your goofy-ass rules, LMAO.
We don't need drunks in our neighborhood!
So someone who has a drink at their work is a drunk, and someone who has a kid who may come and stay can't have an overnight guest?
Sounds like prison.
Prison is free, and everyone gets to wear the same pajamas.
You're right, prison sounds better.
Some people really know how to appreciate someone else's property. I find that drinkers fall down a lot and need tents safer for them.
This is the dumbest thing I've read all day.
Don't read it. Got some crayons?
So, like, can someone have a drink elsewhere and then come back home to sleep? I'm still not clear on the rules.
Drunks fall down a lot. They would be safer in a tent with their crayon activities.
If you don't like alcohol, get your ass out to USA.
Drunks have a lot of brain damage. Buy a tent. It's safer for you.
But I'm too drunk to put it together using your logic.
Where did you put your crayons?
Oh, my God. Now, you're not just dictating what a person does in the room that they rent, but also what they do when they leave.
I really don't think anyone is talking about getting plastered all the time, just that whoever decides to rent the room can't have one or two beers after work.
You will fall down if you drink beer after work.
And lose your job.
And die.
Rent the room and put a tent inside so when you fall down, you don't break anything. Problem solved.
From now on, when I argue with someone, I'm going to tell them to get a tent and some crayons.
And see. The rules on that was pretty explicit.
Yeah.
Intense.
Very specific rules. Non-smoking, no overnight guests. Laundry and kitchen privileges. Laundry only on the weekends.
Only on the weekends laundry. Yeah.
No parties, no drinking, no overnight guests. Laundry on the weekends, only on the weekends.
No loud noises after 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Well, what if I have diarrhea? You know.
Wow. That was a Facebook fussing from Wisconsin.
Thank you. Oh, the P1 sharing their family's business with us now, huh?
Yep.
All right. Facebook fussing. Scene 3, right? Scene 3.
Yep.
Playing the role of Julia will be 9.
Woo!
Playing the role of Tatiana
Ooh.
Will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Tracy with 2 E's will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Gladys will be Paige. And playing the role of Buzz, P1 Sean the Bomb. And action.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there, birth moms, baby mamas, and even stepmoms. This is your day. I hope you get spoiled.
Thank you. Same to you. God bless my mama in Hendo.
Oh, I had no idea you had family in Hendersonville.
Spell check that. I meant having, not Hendo. My mama dead.
Oh, my God.
Well, you too, Julia. That was heartfelt. Did you write that or C&P that quote?
No, Tracy. I wrote that myself. I do haikus.
Yes, Julia. I would like to add that I hope this is a good day for you. In my country, they hate women, so you know, no such day. But here in America, it's a big deal. So to me, this is not a big deal, too. Happy birthday, mothers.
Tatiana, it's Mother's Day, not my mother's birthday, but thank you.
I am very, very sorry. I now feel shame.
Nah, it's okay. Stuff gets lost in the lingo.
No, I feel shame. Now, forever. I have offended your mother's birthday, and now I feel shame.
I don't feel shame, Tatiana. And hey, Julie, I know today was rough on you and all with everything, but did you get any cool gifts?
Oh, thanks. You know we went to church, and then me and Dave went to Blank Lobster. It was sweet. Nah, I hinted around that I wanted this lamp at Lowe's, but he didn't pick up on the hints, I guess. Post-pick of large ceiling light.
That's more like a chandelier.
Well, sorry, grammar police.
I'm not trying to be rude, but it's clearly not a lamp. It looks like that dress Katy Perry wore to that awards show.
Buzz? Is that short for buzzard? Because you're acting like one real now. Like right now. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Be kind.
Ooh, first time I ever heard that one. Did you CMP that too?
Sorry to ask,
What I receive notifications on this my Facebook app. What is CNP?
It stands for copy and paste, Tatiana.
No pun intended, Buzz, but you can buzz off. Why the anger, man?
Oh, I am surprised you didn't call me a buzzkill, too. Me and Jolie have known each other for a long time. She don't deserve anything for Mother's Day. Your daughter divorced you in court because you're a bad mother.
Hold on now, please. Just catching up. Here in USA, you can marry your children.
Oh, Tatiana, I can almost hear your pretty Russian accent through Facebook. I love it.
You are recording me?
Buzz, you are a real SOB for bringing that up. You know Randall wasn't right in the head. He wanted to run around and do drugs and paint huff. You delete that at once. Trying to ruin her day. Why to sock you one? And leave Tatiana alone. She's sweet.
I can talk to her if I want to. Hey, Tatiana, do you know how to spell I-cup?
Just as you did there.
Yes, spell I-cup and say it.
Buzz, leave her alone. What's gotten into you? A pack of rudeness.
Hold on, Buzz. I spell I-cup as I-C-U-P.
Walks every time.
No, explain joke. I miss meaning of joke.
Oh, Lord. Spell it out. Just say it out loud, Tatiana.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. I love it.
Sorry. Still lost. I laugh. Also unexplained.
Christ almighty, Tatiana. I see you pee.
How you see me pee? Am I being videotaped? There is camera in ceiling. Through a Ring doorbell.
Tatiana, it's okay. It's just a stupid joke.
I am dying over here.
Oh, okay. Well, my neighbor explained to me. I see you pee. I am not a butt of joke. I feel shame.
Mic drop for America.
Insane.
Man,
I love you that
way. It's
easier to do a Russian dude.
Yeah.
It's hard to do a Russian chick.
Yeah. What? Let's hear your Russian dude accent.
I see you pee.
It sounds just like Tatiana.
It's just the same.
The same voice.
You recorded me to doorbell.
She's a, you know.
She's a large girl.
I must
girl.
Kill you now.
She's like the girl from yesterday. She's a butchy Russian lady, maybe. Who knows?
After I walk my cat around Bowling Springs.
With a real pretty face.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other one. Drunks should live in tents so in case they fall down.
Yeah, it's safer for them with their crayons.
Butchy Russian.
Sean, you did great.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. Really, really good.
Yeah.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments, screenshot by you, the P1s. I will tell you, though, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
That was another edition. What was it, Sean?
Facebook fuzzing.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. At work, a 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
The
Planet rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, directly threatened, all those things. We had a great time. Hopefully you did as well.
I had a blast, man. You know what's tomorrow? A rare opportunity.
Very
rare opportunity to meet Fatboy in the flesh.
Yes. Clinton.
The one
Clinton.
And only.
3 to 5 TSR Vape Shop. That's on Adair Street. So come check us out. The 1-year anniversary. This will be fun, man.
Will you be taking photos?
Oh, yeah. All that stuff. Grip and grin. Press the flesh.
All right. Fantastic.
Can't believe it's actually going to happen.
It is a rare thing. He's turned down these events before, but he's doing it tomorrow. So go see Fatboy. Tomorrow morning, Worst of the Rise Guys, 6 until 10 a.m. And then, of course, Paige is going to have you $1,000 here in a moment with the P1 payoff. Anything else I'm missing? That's it.
We'll be back next week with tickets to the Coca-Cola 600 all week long.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we'll have that all next week. So keep it right here. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Happy birthday tomorrow, King George Strait. Thank you. That's it.
Don't touch that.
He loves Clemson.
I just want to find a little.
Hey, bro, bring me a shot.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while? Ooh, can you hear what the man said? A 93-minute rock block is coming up next. A 93.3. The Planet
Rocks. That baby's back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.